Action Park Media.
Get a mic check here. 1 2 1 2. Episode 14. Brendan Shanahan at Quick Shift Pod. At Quick Shift Pod. When he was a kid, he'd be up at 5, take shots till 8, make the thing drive. Out after school, back on the ice. That was his life. He was going to play in the big league.
Ooh.
Who's that?
Tom Cochran. It's a song called Big League.
He's going to play in the big league.
Yeah. My boy's going to play in the big league.
My that one does not ring a bell.
What?
That was, what was the one we did the other day?
Elton. Yeah. Something.
I forgot what it was.
Yeah.
A lot has happened since the last episode.
A lot of hockey has happened.
Yeah. Well said. Mm-hmm. Well said. I will say, just outside of the game of hockey, Tua has taken up jiu-jitsu to help him with his
Do you hear this?
Falls.
This is NFL.
Tua Tagovailoa?
Yeah.
Tagovailoa.
Yeah. Kev's a big Dolphins fan. Honorary.
Sean became an accidental Dolphins fan because he stumbled across that massive comeback.
In Baltimore.
And beat up some Ravens fans and became a...
A hero to some Miami fans, some would say.
There are some Dolphins fans that have got a story of a lifetime. Sean chucking guys over three rows.
Yeah. So a lot happening across the spectrum in the sports world. But wow, what an opening night.
Hell of a night. Jesus. Hell of two nights.
Two nights. Did we... Are we doing... Two nights?
Yeah, we're doing two nights.
Okay, great.
I have omitted two games. I omitted Kev's Islanders.
Believe that?
I just thought it was kind of a boring game.
Well, I'll tell you what I was excited to talk about, because I came in the day after and I said, Kev, what do you think? And he sat me down. He pulled out his phone and sat me down and made me watch the game recap. And I'll tell you what, the Islanders had a hell of a game. I mean, That was not a game. That was a 2-1 game that could have went either way by two goals.
Right. And if I'm looking at all of the teams that suffered game one losses, I think the Islanders have to feel the best about their game one loss, if that's even a thing.
Yeah, I would agree. Right? Ronta looked good, too.
Yeah. Right. Ronta
stood on his head a little bit.
I know we know this, but Caroline is really good, man.
You guys peppered him at the end. You had all the chances.
Right.
And I left out Colorado and the Kraken. Kraken first playoff victory ever.
All right. Right. So
Are we reviewing
Boston?
Boston's in there.
Okay.
Boston Rangers. Let's do it.
All right. Let's go.
Roll in.
We'll go to the Islanders next week. So what do we got here? Rangers.
First one is the Rangers Devils.
Next week. You taking the week off?
No, the next episode.
Okay.
Friday.
Of what?
Quick Shift.
So what do you think, Sean?
Well, I'll tell you what. I don't know if anybody noticed, because, see, what I do is I raise my hockey IQ come playoffs.
Are you playing the clip?
It's like a 20-second little thing.
Okay. What you should notice is the amount, and I think Kev mentioned it, that dump, that shithole.
Prudential Center?
Is that what it's called?
That is what it's called,
But the nickname is The Rock.
I think it is,
And it is in Newark, New Jersey.
Yeah.
It was all Ranger fans.
We got this. I mean, we got this guy right here.
Yeah, this guy's a diehard.
I mean, this guy is no Rangers fan.
This guy was engulfed in a sea of blue. Okay.
Right, but I mean, come on. Like, when you're leaving dressed like that after losing 5-1, like, I don't know. Do you take the makeup off?
Watch the Ranger fans. Look at. You see behind.
Same thing happens with the Islanders.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you've been around for 100 years.
Not as much as in Jersey.
Oh, they have a pretty they show up pretty well at UBS.
I've been there. I haven't been to UBS. But look at that. Kevin, stop it. I know we don't have rewinds anymore, but I'll tell you what. So with that being said, this is just as much a home game for the Rangers as it is the Devils.
It's not like going to the Shark Tank.
No way. And fuck, man, they played great. And listen, the young kids, starry-eyed first. This is still a series. This is still a series to me.
Good
but stay out of the penalty box. Jesus. You know, Tarasenko.
Yep.
Tarasenko.
Good call with him.
What a game he had, by the way. Not just the first goal, but fuck, he played well.
And Kreider breaks the Rangers playoff goal record.
That's why when I was talking about Luke Hughes, when Kreider came up, Luke.
The brother?
Yeah. When Kreider came into the NHL, it was out of Boston College, and he joined us for a playoff run.
I have some history with Kreider.
Did you hear? Are you ready for this one? So I missed it when the first time he said it to me, because I didn't understand the lingo as you guys speak. But I believe that Scotty said he played against Kreider and he bundled him.
Bundled him. Open ice hit. Yard sale.
So
yard helmet sale. Off. Helmet off.
So emphasize the word bundle.
Bundled.
Scotty, the amount of people that I think are fans that despise you. What did I say the other
well,
day?
I don't know
I
why said, they would despise me.
So I
look,
said,
if you bundled them, you bundled them.
I bundled them. I bundled them. Like I
he's well, not we, making it
I
up.
Create we have, my own history. That's just what it is.
Create your own history. Create great. History. Let's like make that. A t-shirt. We have people calling for the tape.
Yeah,
in the YouTube
tapes.
Comments.
Yeah. I mean, my generation was a little before YouTube. I have to go back and find like the VHS.
Go
tapes,
back and
but
find,
I'll find
it.
Them.
Go
I'll
back
find
and find it.
Okay.
Also, hell of a we kind of missed a few things here. Adam Fox, hell of a series opening.
Yeah,
he's good.
A couple assists there.
Yeah,
and Shesterkin looked fucking good.
Yeah,
he
well,
just missed his saucy pass.
You know, I thought this Hughes kid, man, like there's a lot of nerves on this penalty shot.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
He just goes in
he
like
needed,
it's every...
He needed this,
He
though.
Needed this, though.
He needed this.
That's why game two is going to be huge.
Well, that's why I put it in. I mean, this is a little bit of a confidence builder for him, for sure.
Absolutely.
You know, I said to Scotty, you know, Scotty, Scotty's picks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Scotty's corner. What was it? Scotty's picks.
Scotty's picks.
Scotty had we were talking about it. I said, Scotty, listen, again, it's hard for me to say because I'm an Islander fan, but I think the Rangers are just going to just have their way with the with the Devils in this first game. Scotty was on the Rangers, and then Scotty, like everybody else, just drinking the Maple Leafs Kool-Aid, bro.
I did.
And he lost that game.
I did.
I can't wait to talk about the Leafs.
Yeah, we got it in here.
Yeah, this is ridiculous.
I mean, if we didn't have an 8 a.m. start time today, I'd come in here with this haircut. Supercuts didn't open till 9, but
Are you thinking about doing something?
I was going to go mullet. I was.
Oh, that would have been so good. Top last week.
I know.
Supercuts.
Early start time.
Supercuts. By the way, supercuts. Don't be afraid to throw us a couple of bones.
But
Pastrnak.
Another one of your boys, Big Bert, he had a good game. He had just had the assist to Pastrnak on this.
And I called that. And I said Bertuzzi could be a difference maker. All right.
But, I mean, look at this pass.
Yeah. And are we going to see the clip of him taking the guy's stick?
We will, yes.
You know, I didn't have the balls to break the stick. And Bert, he viciously tried to break that stick.
Right.
But
you didn't
all about
angle. You were going to try to break O'Brien's stick.
Yes. Yeah. But I was afraid because, you know, it's like 10-minute misconduct. He doesn't give a fuck. Bert. You know, he also doesn't tape his stick, so he doesn't understand how much goes into.
Well, here it is right here.
Right here. Look at this. Behind the body, too.
I mean,
that was like a fuck you.
But watch
boom!
Watch his face here. He goes, maybe I shouldn't hear.
Yeah, well, it didn't break.
It didn't break. But I think he was a little bit worried about taking a penalty.
Bergevin out for game two.
He is out. Bergeron's out.
He's hurt.
Yeah.
So we roll in. This was probably my favorite game of the past 2 days. Kings, Oilers, hell of a game. Draisaitl, stud.
Now, you say favorite game as if, like, you're not outside of Boston.
Yeah, obviously.
I mean, this was a
great
game.
I think it was the best game of the slate.
Yeah, and I said it, you know, Draisaitl. I mean, the puck
not
protection.
Your guy.
Yeah,
not
no,
your guy.
He is. He is, technically.
Got a lot of guys.
I got a few. My guy Frederick needs to play better. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you that right now.
He knows.
But you know, and I showed on my Instagram stories, the way that McDavid creates ice, takes ice, it's the same way Cooch does. It's the same way Pointer does. I guess Marner does it in the regular season. What a bomb this was.
Yeah.
Because they're all scared of that puck going to McDavid.
Yep.
So LA's D, they break down and they cave in, and then Bouchard's like, fuck it, I'll take it home.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I'm saying. Is it like, hey guys, let's not get beat by Draisaitl and McDavid, make somebody else beat us? Is that sort of the thing?
Yeah, and you know what? It worked out.
Backhand.
Oh, that
boom.
Backhand was so filthy.
Yep.
This kid's good.
The spread the legs once he gets into the zone, that's a puck protection thing. That's like, I'm owning this puck right now, using my big body. He spreads those legs. It's a thing of beauty, and it's a coast.
And he's going 1 and 2 with Draisaitl. Draisaitl had 2, Kempe had 2. So
yeah,
he matched up pretty well. In
Kopitar.
This game.
Kopitar had 4 points. And
I mean,
as
come
I said,
on.
As
look
I
at
said
this.
On the last episode of Quick Shift, probably one of the most underrated players in the last 10 years.
He doesn't take a stride. Look at that. That is edge work, baby.
Edge
I like
work.
To see it. I like to see it. Leon wins his own face-off. I mean, how often do you see that? Guy wins
right,
his
then
own.
He comes, he
this
gets
was
it.
Sick.
Yeah.
Oh, going the opposite direction.
Can you
across.
Get 2 points? Give one to yourself?
He should. Gotten 2 points. Yeah, well, he won the faceoff for himself.
A little bit of puck luck there, though. He took a big circle. He's lucky it came out. Well, he should have stopped on that puck.
A lot of times, knowing where to be.
Goes around.
A lot of times, knowing where to be.
He floats off,
and he goes to where the puck looks like it's going to be. Clearly, he went to the right place.
I'll let Kev bury on this one, because when I hear people say the word puck luck, it just disgusts me. It's like, you don't know anything about the fucking game.
Oh,
look, he's like a shark. Boom.
It's a great goal.
I mean, what can you say about
puck
that?
Luck?
I wouldn't call that puck luck. Yeah, but he was where he saw the puck. He saw that it could squirt out there, and boom.
He also created the entire play.
But we've seen a lot of...
By the way, 3-1 with 8 minutes left at home, game one. How do you let this goal up?
Number two to Kempe. Takes it from his backhand, pulls it across his body as a guy's diving to block the shot, and he goes top Cheez-a-Rooney.
Ton of goals off the faceoffs.
Yep. Look at this. Oh, my. The level of skill just on your edge work alone on that is. Doughty started rough, but I'll tell you what, right here, this play, quick pass. In his feet, boom.
That was a good play.
Right here, boom, boom. And this Arvidsson.
Yeah.
That's a saucer pass,
that's
Scotty.
That's a saucy.
That is a saucer pass. Yeah. That's a saucy.
No argument there.
Okay. I didn't say a saucy.
Full sauce.
Full sauce.
It's a full sauce. Whole
full
can.
Sauce.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look at
I
that.
Mean, listen. What a heartbreaker.
Oh, the leg lift. The leg lift to fake the shot.
Wow.
That's forehand leg lift to backhand across body.
That's just a bad beat.
Kings are dangerous. I'll tell you right now. They win game two. And by the way, I just want to mention that Kevin sort of teased the idea that he has a relationship with Daryl Katz, who was at Leo's birthday party, which I was also at. Maybe we could sit in the box and watch the game. It's a tough call,
I understand. I think a certain amount of pressure comes along with sitting in the owner box. I'd rather enjoy the game.
I agree. All right, fine. Fair enough.
God forbid you want to root for the Kings or something. You know,
hell of a play by Blake Lizotte right here. I love Lizotte.
It was a fucking dive. Okay. But hell of a play because.
By the way, watch this tic tac toe. Look at this. Boom.
A dive.
Yeah.
Look at this play right here.
Well, the Edmonton fans were throwing shit on the ice.
Look at this. Tic tac toe.
Boom, boom.
Boom.
Knee down.
Great play.
Knee down.
Fuck yeah.
That's a great one for the resume. He'll be watching that forever.
Yeah. Goddamn right.
So, what do you think is tougher, to lose a game like this or lose like Toronto loss?
Or the Islanders?
This is not as tough. No,
not
this
as tough,
is
well,
right?
This is a blown this, lead, bro. What do you mean? This has got to be tough.
Yeah, but it stings in the sense of like you're angry and you're not going to let it happen again. Toronto right now is thinking, are we fucked?
Yeah.
Like, do we actually have it? Yeah. Do we have the horses? Do we have the heart?
I said that too to Scotty. I said, you know, like now you lose game one. Now you're going to hear the little demons whispering to
totally.
You in your ear.
Oh, yeah.
This is another good one. Minnesota, Dallas. Dallas jumps out quick. 2-0 lead.
Yeah. Hintz. You know, I can't get behind this series as much as I probably should.
I can't either for some reason.
I actually am enjoying it way more than I would have expected for some reason. I normally wouldn't feel that way, but I like this kid Roberts, who we've talked about. He's
great.
Yep. Robertson. Jamie Benn is awesome. And by the way, this Foligno kid from Minnesota is fun.
You're right. He's actually one
he's
of my favorite.
He's good hockey.
He's old-time hockey. The kid is old-time hockey.
He's old-time hockey.
So these are two back-to-back goals off the faceoff.
Yeah, you ever remember a guy by the name of Peter Zezel that played for the Toronto Maple Leafs?
Of course.
Philadelphia Flyers. Made a career on faceoffs. Faceoffs, you win and lose in the faceoff circle.
All right. I mean, Johnny Tate still led the league in faceoffs.
Shifty Award winner with a goal here.
Yep.
What do you think about the hit coming up?
And
listen, Pavelski, talk about a playoff performer.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine him on the Islanders right now.
Here's the hit right here.
What a fucking
poor
hit.
Joe Pavelski, though. I mean, he gets this almost every playoffs, it seems like.
He was out cold before he hit the ground.
Yeah. You remember that on San Jose when he got tied up at the faceoff, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he's had some concussion problems, but always come back.
Yeah. I think it's a clean hit.
It's an absolute clean hit.
Yeah.
Well, what happened? Did he get?
No, he didn't get a major penalty. I think it was just a 2-minute roughing call.
Yeah, which is like, why?
Why?
Why? Yeah. You're not allowed to even have clean hits anymore. Right. You got to just give them. Let's everybody cover our ass, right? The refs. We'll give them two just to cover our ass.
Right.
And, you know, how bad could it be? That's what happens. That's the bullshit that happens, and it can't happen during the playoffs.
What do you think if Pavelski just popped up and he wasn't down? Do they call it?
No, they don't
probably
call
not,
it.
Right?
No, but he is out cold before he hits the ice. When you go cross body with your arms like that, that's the telltale sign. It's like you're dead.
But we also see it in the Toronto game with Bunting. Bunting comes up high with the elbow. He follows through low all the way through.
The Bunting hit is disgusting.
Is it really?
Two
egregious.
Games. Yes. Why do you use these big fucking words with me? Egregious.
That's a great word.
It was a disgusting hit.
It was egregious.
Egregious.
Well, egregious
just
is
like way out of line. Like not even just like so.
Yeah.
Just egregious.
Just
like
a horrible fucking play.
Just a bad play.
Right, but you know it's the playoffs, so can anything actually
use dirtier
be?
Words?
Yeah. No. Can anything be deemed egregious, or is that just in it to win it, like Yzerman?
I don't think he's in it to win it.
He ain't in it to win it in the next game.
Right, but yeah. But
he wasn't in it to win it for the rest of that game.
Is the guy?
There you go. Look at
that
Foligno kid.
No, hold on, gentlemen. Let's not fly by this.
And he stuck it on their star too.
Go ahead.
Is the guy that he hit more important than the 2-game suspension?
I don't think so.
You think Chernak isn't one of the most important pieces?
I think
of the
Bunting is a very important piece of the Toronto Maple Leafs.
He's the only guy that seems to put a body on anybody.
Yeah, he's the only guy that's out there mucking it up a little bit.
I don't want to harp on this for a second, but I will, okay? Mm-hmm. You're talking about Bunting, the guy that's getting suspended for 2 games. Mm-hmm. Is the 2-game suspension worth losing Chernak?
Oh, you trade those guys out.
Yes.
Yes, sure.
Okay, that's what I'm asking.
Sure.
So you do whatever it fucking takes to win. And if you can bury the other team's top 4 defensemen and you only got to lose 2 games, that's a trade-off you take any day of the week.
We don't know how long he's out. That's a fair assessment.
Okay.
I see what you're saying. You're saying like it's a trade-off, right?
If
you take Sid down, right? And Sid's in the box with you and you trade it off, it's a good trade-off, right?
You try and break Sid's wrist like they did to Mario 1 year.
Right.
I don't know who, Daryl Sutter? I think it was Daryl Sutter. Slash, he broke Mario's wrist.
Darius Kasparaitis.
Casper.
So we roll into Toronto, Tampa here.
Look at Hall. Look at this disgusting coward. I wish we had a replay right now because that's a minute and a half into the game.
Minute and a half.
Look at this big fucking pussy Hall.
Soft.
3. Look at this. Look at him bail out right here. Oh my God. Oh my God.
I'm missing what happened there.
The backdoor bailout was just he didn't want to lay the body on it.
But it was also the sloppy turnover coming out of the zone.
Look at Kucherov's goal.
It is.
It's pretty.
And you know what they say. No goals in the last 60 seconds. Happened twice in the Tampa Bay game.
Yeah, one with point second. Look at the fucking
shot.
Rocket.
Right, he didn't even look.
No.
Well, he just looked at the defenseman like, did that go in?
Giordano.
And then Willie Nylander comes in. He makes it a 1-goal game. You're thinking maybe Toronto can turn the tides a little bit.
When they cut up to Dubas and he patted somebody on the back,
you're like,
yo, you're still down by a goal.
Dude,
bro.
That was
a bad
kiss
cutaway.
Of death.
Bad cutaway.
Egregious.
It was an egregious.
It was an egregious act.
Egregious cutaway.
Your second goal of the playoffs, and you're playing patty cake with Jason Spezza.
Is that who it was?
Yeah.
Patty cakes. They were playing patty cakes.
Yeah, and you know what? You notice Brendan Shanahan, nowhere to be seen.
Yeah.
He's not sitting up there playing patty cakes.
He doesn't want to be part of a cutaway.
And I'll tell you
and
what.
I don't blame him.
That might be the kiss of death for Dubas this year and also his fucking job. Mm-hmm.
Listen, can I say something about Dubas? Pardon my language. What the fuck else is this guy supposed to do?
True.
He's got everybody. Oh, we need guys for a playoff run. So he brings in guys for the playoff run. Like, what? Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know.
Look at this hit.
I don't know how you could blame Dubas for any of this. That's a crazy hit. It's egregious.
It's egregious.
It is, man.
It's an egregious hit.
Fair enough.
I mean, he jumps off of his skates, elbow into the chin. It's all around.
Here's the thing.
How long is he out for?
Well,
Sarnak, do we know?
And this is the irony using these big words. If he's out for the season, it's not egregious.
True.
Right.
It's tactical because we are in war.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
If you want peace, prepare for war.
Yeah. And do we want to spend a little more time on Tampa Toronto? Like, what do we think is going to happen game 2? So I did bet Toronto yesterday, and They played so bad and looked so shitty that I almost want to double down on them, but I'm not touching
it. Well, you're a fucking degenerate. Well, I'm not touching it. That's how you think. I mean, what else can I say?
Well, they have to win games.
They have to win a game.
Is that the logic that goes through a gambler's mind?
It does sometimes,
I think it's like to call it a must win. I mean, I think they're a better bet.
It's a must win.
They're better bet tomorrow than they were last night.
100%.
Fair enough. Now, if FanDuel was a sponsor, this would be a healthy segment, right?
It would be.
Because we'd be doing Scotty's picks.
Yeah. We'd be doing Scotty's picks. But do you think that's a reason to double down if you're a better, Kevin?
Listen, I feel like my picks are good because I'm not actually betting them. So I'm taking any of the pain out of it. So I think, you know, I said yesterday, I think the Rangers are going to win. I'm just not comfortable betting on Toronto.
They're such a baby shit soft team. I'm not going to touch them. I just can't. I hate watching them play.
Baby shit soft.
Baby shit soft.
They are.
That was fucking beautiful.
They are.
You know what it was? It was an egregious effort.
Yo, thank you. Thank you.
An egregious effort.
Wow.
Would you agree, though? Like, they just look soft. They have no fucking grit to their game. They have no one knuckling up.
Listen.
Nothing.
How do you lose a game like that and not somebody getting them in a fight?
Listen, I was born in 1980, okay?
I
was wearing the fucking
SAG.
Really?
Yeah.
Fun fact.
It's a long time. Fact, yeah. By the way, Kevin sent me a commercial that he did as a kid. And
what, the beeper?
The beeper?
Yeah.
The fact that he memorized those lines. How old were you at that age?
7.
Please run the clip because that is fucking beautiful.
America's first beeper for kids. It's a beeper for kids called the Little Bugger.
Can we bring that back? Because how cool would that be?
It came back.
I don't need kids having iPhones.
Give them
getting fucking crazy on TikTok.
Give them a little bugger.
A bugger.
Little bugger.
And I bet you on YouTube or eBay, those things are probably pricey. If you got one in the box still.
You got a signed Kevin Connolly one, then you're really jacking the price.
What were we talking about?
We were talking
1980,
Toronto.
Oh, I was wearing the fucking PJs. Okay, way before Johnny Boy came into town. He didn't even exist.
Did you have those bed sheets?
Yeah, I did. All right. So in my heart, I would like to see these guys just have an ounce of fucking pride.
Yeah.
Come out in game one and lay it out on the line. Mitch Marner, invisible. Austin Matthews with his stupid suit that he walked in. Too tight. Mustache. Invisible. Make the fucking city feel something because this morning they want your head.
Yeah, they do.
They got booed off the ice after the first period.
I'm telling you, man, I have this theory. And Scotty, I think you're a little bit of a victim of it as well. But I think, like, certainly Sean, who's got a million teams, but he's ultimately from around Toronto as Shane O'Brien. And maybe even you to a certain extent, Scotty. I think people want to believe so bad. Maybe they're just not that good. I mean, or maybe they're just a middle-of-the-road team who are playing a team that's been to the Stanley Cup Finals in the last 3 years. They clearly gear up for playoff runs, and the regular season is like gravy. Mm-hmm. They're trying to get in there healthy, and Tampa's a buzzsaw.
The last time they won a playoff series, 2002 was 2004. Shane. 2004.
Yeah, that's when they beat the Islanders.
19
Shane
years ago,
Corson. That was a hell of a series.
It sure was.
Webby?
Battles.
Remember Webby running around?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, they lose game two, they're in trouble.
All right.
Winnipeg, Vegas, kind of a slow game as well.
You know what? I'll tell you what happens. The only thing, if I'm right now the coach, I go, give me number 32. Get him up.
Yeah.
Johnny Quick's got to start game two. He just has to.
How many Conn Smythe? He's
won
one.
One. He's got one.
Right?
But
two Stanley Cups.
Two Stanley Cups.
And you start who? Who is that player?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Who's that goalie?
Is it Hellebuck?
No, Hellebuck is Winnipeg. But,
is it Fleury?
No, it's not Fleury. It's some other dude. But
we don't even know the guy's name.
Right.
And that's who he started?
Right. You don't start Jonathan Quick, who's a playoff guy. He's known for it. He's
who
got
you
that
traded for at the deadline?
And he's got that fire, bro.
And do you not think he wants L.A.? Do you not think all he's thinking about salivating?
L.A.?
I want the Kings.
He's glad the Kings won that game.
Yeah.
And then here's the scary
play. Because I want him.
Oh, dude, this is – I can't even watch this.
I can't either. We don't show the graphic one too bad, but 75 stitches to the face.
Kid came back and played.
Comes back and plays.
Let me tell you something, okay?
Gamer.
All you fucking basketball fans out there watching the playoffs right now, all you football fans, okay – you want to watch a sport that is the closest thing to still gladiators? Watch a guy take a skate off his fucking face, 75 stitches, and he's back before the period is over. That's a goddamn
warrior.
By the
way, that's great stitch work.
Warrior. Yeah, that's quick stitching. 75?
And you know what?
It's a shit ton.
Doesn't care whether or not it's a plastic surgeon. Who's here? Who's got the fucking... Who's got the whatever it
what
is.
I need is a
the
quick
thread.
What I need is a quick turnaround time. And also, let's face it, they also won the game, which makes the story that much better.
Hey, Doc, let's make this a quick shift.
Just let's get it going.
Yeah.
Let's get it going.
Turn this thing over.
Let's get it going.
That's the package.
All right.
That's the package.
That's the package.
Okay.
All right. Leave anything out? Anything you want to touch?
Well, I mean, I'd just like to finish with this, okay?
Uh-oh.
I want Tampa Bay to win. I want them to just fucking embarrass the Toronto Maple Leafs, okay?
I don't think you do.
But what I'd like to say is, as a kid that used to wear the pajamas, who maybe would have loved to have played on that team or understood the importance of playing on that team, think about that for a second. Think about the importance, the honor it is to put that jersey on, and you make $10 million a year and you show up and you shit the bed with a cowardly fucking performance. You got to look at yourself in the mirror.
Are they hearing the whispers right now? The internal whispers.
Yes.
That city is on
fire.
Is
Tavares laying in bed thinking maybe we're just not good enough?
That city.
Maybe they're
going to
take away my C.
Yeah.
Do Everything they take away Tavares' C if
maybe
they do not
Maybe they'll
win.
Burn my jersey like they did in Long Island.
They didn't burn it. I've already told you I don't condone
Who
jersey
burned
burning.
It? Who? I, it was a 13-year-old girl.
Bro, people do. What are you talking about, bro? They do that everywhere. Oh, yeah. The only place that's ever burned a jersey is Long Island.
No.
You know, listen, you know the drill. We could have got a couple first roundies.
Yeah.
Guys got heavy first notes over picks. There.
Heavy notes. Anything heavy else you leave out?
No, I think
we
I
can
think
circle
we're
it around.
No, I think we're
you're good.
Let's
you're
go.
Good. You're feeling good about game two.
I look forward to tonight.
I would like to think that maybe there would be another Kevin Connolly voiceover. Let's get everybody fired up in the near future.
I would think that maybe that comes if the Islanders can get one here.
Yeah, we need one. We need one. We need one. Everybody
TSN
needs one.
Sports Network.
Sportsnet.
Quick
shift.
Gonna play in the big league. See you next week.